And oh yes, we if you had a good buggy then, you was all right. You could get you a girl. She'd be glad to ride in that new buggy.
It's like the boy in the convertible
That's right. That's sure right.
What's the farthest you've ever driven on a date?
Oh, I'd say you hardly ever drive. The longest I remember would be 15, 20 miles. That'd be a good hard day's drive.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about this man who said his daddy and his grandfather used to drive up to Kansas City in a buggy?
No, you didn't tell me about that.
No, he said they'd really go right in the buggy.
How long would it take them, did they say?
Oh, 4 or 5 days.
Yes, I know it would.
This was from up around Miami.
Yeah, it's about 225 miles from here to Kansas City.
Well, he'd really push those horses.
Mm-hmm.
Said his father would say, Dad, you're going to kill these horses. Mm. And his father would say, yes, son, but you know, there'll be horses long after we're dead and gone.
He didn't know just what he was saying then, did he? There ain't many horses anymore, them buggy horses.
That's right.
They're as scarce as they could be.
Oh, here's a situation. If you were getting ready to go someplace and you couldn't find your clothes, and your wife came in with them and held them up to you, what would she say?
She'd say, here's your clothes. You've thrown them around somewhere. You should have put them away.
That's what my wife says to me. Oh, if dessert is dished up and some's given to everybody at the table except you, what would you say?
I'd say, yeah, you missed me.
Uh-huh.
Something to that effect.
If I didn't pay any attention to you, what
would
you say?
Yeah, I'd say, well, here, what's the matter here? Have I done something to make you mad or something? You haven't given me any dessert. Something to that effect. I sometimes make that remark to my wife if she forgets to pour my coffee in the morning. Yeah. I say, are you mad at me?
Yeah. And you mentioned fence posts. How many miles have you put down in one day?
Just depends a whole lot on your condition your land is in and how much rock you have and one thing and then two. We have now what we call a post hole digger, you know, fastened on the back of your truck,
mm-hmm.
on the back of your tractor. And you stretch a wire, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you drill right the side of that wire, or you can make them holes off of fast that way,
mm-hmm.
especially over land like this you're here.
Yeah, well, how about when you used to drive them?
Well, now, you take, say, for instance, I just say, it just hustled me to punch my holes with a crowbar, you know, and
uh-huh.
have my post sharpened. Oh, I wouldn't probably drive over 50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in the ground good like they ought to be.
What's the most you've driven?
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't remember just about that. Now, lots of times the condition of the land where you're driving them, the condition of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can just take a post and not have any post punch at all. Just mm-hmm. chop her down and hit her a few licks and it's in the ground. I expect that kind of a time, man could put down 100
mm-hmm.
in a day. One man. One man, he could put down 100 in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It depends a lot on the weather about driving a post.
If somebody did something, or something bad perhaps, and some fellow said, was that you? What would you say to him?
I'd say, no, a mistake somewhere, it isn't me.
You know there's a bug chewing on my ankle. Yeah. I think I'm just going to get him.
Fire.
Boy. He sharpened his bite.
It is on there darn fire, there, sure. It's your bite.
It's all right. That's the only one I've had.
Well, I thought I'd give a little squirt there and it might stop him.
Oh, did you say that you caught a dog that's just old? Not any particular kind of dog, anything special?
We just call him Dog. That's it.
Oh, thank you.
Neither.